Rundown Nation, welcome to the College Football Rundown. I'm Woj.
And I'm Walt.
And we're back at you for the 2023 football season. How about it, Walt? We're almost there.
We're almost there. I'm getting excited. Mr. Matt Woj has come out of hibernation. We're talking again. It's a beautiful thing, Woj.
It is. It's a beautiful thing. We're excited. We got week zero coming up the weekend of, I believe that's August 26th and 27th. And then we go right into Labor Day weekend, which is always the college football kickoff wall. Any games you're excited about early on in the season here?
Woj, are you kidding me? Any games I'm excited about? Get on with that nonsense, Woj. Let me tell you here. I'm looking at what I call this week in college football. It's an exciting tool, Woj. I can't wait to show it to you. You're going to love it. Absolutely love it. I guarantee you. But I'm looking at this week in college football. I'm looking at week one. I'm going right to the Big Ten. Nebraska, Minnesota. How can you not be excited for that game?
Yeah, that's a big game right off the bat. I'm thinking I'm excited to watch Navy roll up to Dublin, Dublin Stadium there on like an aircraft carrier to come in and take down Notre Dame Fighting Illini at 1:30 on the 26th. Well, that's first game kicking everything off there. The big name Navy and Notre Dame. That'll be exciting. And I don't want Notre Dame fans to bash me here, but the service academies have been playing a lot better over the last couple of years, Wall.
They have, and we've talked about it a few times. I love back in the service academies. Anyone that's new to our program here at the College Football Rundown, we love talking about sports betting. I love talking about sports betting. Mr. Woj over there, my partner in the hot seat, he loves talking about DFS. So those are the two things you're going to get from us for sure. But as far as betting on the service academies as of late, Woj, you are 1,000% correct. They've been doing so well. I think some of the rules that help their athletes as far as avoiding service right away so that they can potentially pursue a career in the NFL has been helping with these service academies also.
Yeah, for sure. You got Utah and Florida that Woo-hoo! Thursday the 31st. That's another kicker of a game. I mean, there's a lot of good games coming out early in the season. They've been doing that more the last couple of years. Exciting. I love it. And it's like football every day. So you have that football the 26th. You got Thursday the 31st, Friday the September 1st, Saturday, September 2nd is obviously the big day, Wall. And then we keep going with some games on Sunday. You got a game on Monday with Clemson Duke, the Monday the 4th. So, God, I love this time of year.
I do too. And I'm glad you mentioned that Utah-Florida game because you remember what happened in the Swamp last year, Woj? You and I were watching the game together with some of our friends over there at my Brosive's house. And Florida took down Utah. And what I mean, they play that game 20, 30, 40 times. I think that Utah wins that game, you know, 19, 29, 39 of those times. That was just the one time that Florida squeaked out. So I'm excited to see what Utah brings this year.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, I'm just jacked for that Navy Notre Dame game. I'm excited to see you. I'm excited. I'm almost excited to see Navy win that. And I don't know if they're going to roll in an aircraft carrier, but hey, they got free transportation through the U.S. military over there, I'm assuming.
I love it. They're going to get rested. But you got to take that plus 800 number. Just take them on the money line to win.
Yeah, I might. I'm sure there'll be some sort of boost there, too. Maybe that's not a great thing to take on with a boost there, but Rundown Nation, we're glad to be back here. We got some episodes coming for you. We got our conference previews. We do the Power Five conference previews that are going to be coming up, Wall. We might try to get some extra action in there with some guests, which we do sometimes. So we got the Pac-12, Big Ten, Big 12, SEC, ACC, which none of these the big numbers matter at the end because everybody's moving different conferences here, Wall.
They are, Woj. Maybe we should talk about that a little bit. What's transpired in just the last week of college football? It's actually insane if you think about it.
It is wild. I mean, there's some right off the bat going into this year. We actually have some of those conference realignments actually starting this year, which is BYU, Cincinnati, Houston, and I think UCF is all going to the Big 12, which is a big. It gives a big chance there for Cincinnati for sure, considering they have been in the picture. In the last couple years, not so much as the top team, but they've been in the picture, Wall. And same with BYU can strike up something there. Maybe, hopefully, we'll see. I know I put some money on them last year and it didn't pay out, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I'm not sure about Cincinnati. We'll see how well they do. You know, Luke Fickell, he's moving up to our conference here, Woj, in the Big Ten, coaching those Badgers now. Yeah. We'll see how well Cincinnati does without him. I think he was a big part of that program, but it will be interesting to see what they do against that repetitive, you know, good competition week in and week out.
Yeah, we got Oregon and Washington that just added on to the UCLA-USC in 2024 to the Big Ten, as well as a slew of other Pac-12 schools going to the Big 12 in 2024. So it's going to be a mess here in the next couple of years. I just was on a podcast with you at SBI just recently, and we talked about how I think in 5 to 10 years we have an NFC-AFC type divisions in college football, where it's your major teams are going to be in two divisions, and then everybody else just kind of fills in around it.
I don't think you're wrong either. If there was a way for me to bet on that and bet you being right, I'd hammer you, Woj. I'd hammer it. I'm on the over on Woj. But the one thing I'll ask is, do you think that's the right thing? Do you think that's a good thing for college football? Do you think it's going to make it more exciting? Are you in favor of this?
You know what? I wasn't originally, but I think with the way the playoffs work out and how they are now, I think it will. I think it'll give more playing opportunities too during the season to incentivize playing harder teams early on and less cupcakes, which I think is good for college football as a whole for the viewing aspect of it. I know a lot of these schools get a lot of money to play other schools, so I don't know how it goes about in that part of it. But as far as the viewing aspect, well, I think overall, I think it's a big improvement.
I'm torn on the subject, which, because I think it will, the way things are looking like they're going to be set up now, it will deter those lower rung schools from actually climbing the ladder and getting better. When you only have two conferences, you know, you don't have that Big 12. You just mentioned the slew of, you know, mid-level teams that are moving to the Big 12. That's their opportunity to shine, because now they get more eyes on them. They get more money, things like that. So when we move to just two conferences, those opportunities are going to be very limited. One thing, and I haven't talked about this with any single person, well, this is the first time I'm bringing it up. Maybe it'll run away and it'll be a great idea, but most likely nobody will ever talk about it again. It's our preview episode. I think what they should do is, I hate soccer. Let me tell you, I hate soccer across the pond even more, but they should kind of move to an across the pond soccer thing where you get promoted and relegated depending on how good your season is. So you always have that transfer of teams between those two conferences, if that's the way they go.
Not a bad idea. I worry about teams in the spotlight. I worry about too many teams becoming Alabama and Georgia's with recruiting, if that were to be the case. And a lot of these other teams just kind of fall behind, which I guess they would normally anyways, but sometimes a team can sneak by and do good recruiting, even if they had a bad season. I don't know. Maybe I'm talking out of my ass here, but I do like the idea of that. It's not maybe some sort of version of that.
Yeah. It's something throw out there, Woj. That's what we do on the College Football Rundown. We talk out of our ass. That's how we became famous, right, Woj?
It is. But yeah, excited for this year. Excited for DFS, getting some DFS out there. I really don't play much other than college football. I just know college football really well, so I like to play it. We'll still have our DraftKings league this year, which we'll do your best 8 weeks placement wise will be a winner, and your average eight point wise throughout our entire season will also be a winner, which is cool. It's fun. We're going to start that the first week. We'll do a practice run week zero, and then we'll go into the normal season. And I'm looking forward to redeem myself. I haven't been winning lately, so I'm planning on winning.
Well, not if I have anything to say about it, which not well, if Mr. Wall over here has entered into it. Let me tell you, I'm going to take some people down, and it's free to enter too. Anybody that wants to, we give out prizes too. And we'll talk more about that when the weeks come up, but you can head to our website, which also we redid our website. Well, so if people want to check it out. Yeah, I think good. So too. I'm glad you think so, but head over there, collegefootballrundown.com, just to click to get yourself into that league. And then once Woj starts opening up those count, when do they, it's usually just a few days before the first games, right, Woj, that they come out with the slates?
Typically, yeah. They usually release them Thursdays. They have been releasing them Thursdays. They've used to release them on even earlier than that on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. But lately, they've been not releasing them until Thursdays. So we'll see what happens this year if they boost up that.
Well, whenever they do release them, I know you'll be on the ball opening that league so people can just join. It's free. It doesn't cost you anything, just a click, and then pick your team every week. See how much better I am than you at DFS, right? Well,
we'll see. We'll see. But just a couple DFS keys here. I mean, wide receivers are your big key. There's the tournament and cash games. Cash games, you're just chalking it up to who can I put in my roster that is the most efficient in at how much money I'm spending on them. Typically quarterbacks, your good bets there. But when you're going to tournaments, you're looking for those wide receivers, those sleeper wide receivers that not a lot of people are going to pick up that are just going to pop off and score four touchdowns in a game, or running back. You're looking at the injury feed, and you're seeing who's going to be the guy that steps up in an injury spot to be a big running back in that game, or to be a big wide receiver, or even a quarterback. And that's what a lot of the tournament scene is about, is just watching that feed, trying to find those guys that not a lot of other people are going to pick and taking them on. Well,
And I love it. I think this year we're going to focus a lot more too on data and stuff. What we do, we had the partnership over there with sportsbettingintel.com. Head over there, check out all they have to offer. Sign up. Actually, well, they got this summer promotion for $9.99. Anyone could jump on there now. And if you think about it, you can get it for a month for $9.99. You're going to get the first couple of weeks of college football for $9.99. So I don't know what those idiots are thinking, letting people get the full price product for $9.99. But if you do, please use our code Rundown. Please use it. It helps us out, helps out everyone on the program, helps us give you a better product. But we're going to be using their data to leverage player props into DFS, Woj, because what happens when they set those DFS lines? They say this player is worth this amount of points. You just mentioned there's injuries and everything. So when it comes to game time, that player is no longer worth that amount of points except for on DraftKings, correct?
Correct. Yes.
So what we're going to be able to do, we're going to be able to follow some of the player props data, see whose line's moving for over reception yards, over touchdowns receiving, over touchdowns thrown. We're going to see where those lines are moving, where DraftKings line is no longer relevant, because that's one of the problems with DFS. They don't move their lines. They set those players' values, and then it doesn't change. They scratch them sometimes, but the value doesn't change. You can correct me if I'm wrong, Woj. What we can do is use that live data from the sports betting aspect, bring it over to DFS, get ourselves a little bit of edge.
I like it. I love it. I love that the whole bunch, especially if you check out the website. There's an SBI area there too that talks about all the betting and data and all that other good stuff. There's a lot of news on the website as well. So, looking forward to continuing our spot partnership here with SBI going into the 2023 season here. Just for an update as far as when our episodes are going to drop here, we're going to have conference previews that are going to drop throughout the next couple weeks. Once we get to the 24th of August, that'll be our first episode of our week zero episode, our start to it all. While me and you and College Football Rundown and the College Football or College Rundown Nation going wild, starting on the 24th. I'm excited. We're gonna talk about that Navy Notre Dame game and some more in-depth analysis there. Well.
I think there's going to be some disagreement on it, Woj, but Christmas is coming. No disagreement on that.
Thanks for listening, everyone. You can catch us on Twitter at WWCFB. Our Instagram's college_football_rundown. Our website, which you can get all our podcasts and information and contact me and Kyle on, is collegefootballrundown.com. Thanks again for listening, everybody. I'm Woj.
I'm Walt.
And this was the College Football Rundown. We're out.